you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, your favorite weekly podcast. That is also the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy, and welcome to episode 149. And this week we have a Patreon-picked film to watch, and we'll get to that momentarily. I am, of course, joined by my lovely co-hosts. First up is the one and only, he is... The mean bead Jemine Oakland.
I prefer mean bead Oakland.
Oh, I think I've lost bead.
Mean bead Oakland.
We've lost mean bead Oakland right now. But yes, our Canadian brother, professor of all things science, and my tribal Keith, who I acknowledge right now.
Acknowledge me, thumbs up. Yeah. Oh, good day, one and all. Welcome back to Tubi Tuesday. How y'all doing today?
Doing good. I'm laughing that Bead, I think, has the Craven computer virus now.
Yes, my computer's virus-free. Craven's nowhere near this computer anymore.
I got to add him back to the recording. And we don't edit shit on this podcast, Bead. I got to get you in the recording, man. There we go, you're
God
back.
God damn it, Bead.
I'm sorry, okay?
I don't know what happened either, bro, but, and of course, last but not least, he is an American, but also an Americunt. It is Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
And an Americant, because I can't do anything right. Hi, aww, guys. I'm good. I didn't talk this entire time. Aren't you happy, Bead?
Well, he's the mean Bead Oakland.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, now, right. You're now mean Bead Oakland on the show. That happened.
Yes.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, so I have to put Colin in his place by being mean all the time.
That's okay. I'm just mean right now.
I'm just a bit mean, man.
I mean, that's true. Well, we shouldn't say it.
You're still the terrible Australian mean Bead Oakland.
Yes.
So, mean Bead Marcy, you said this is episode 149.
Yes, and by the time this episode actually releases, we would have already done the 150 live show. So there's no point in
live Tubi Tuesday show.
Yes, but there's no point in promoting it because when this episode drops, we'd have already recorded the live show.
Why not?
So there you go. Happened.
I'm so ready for this 150. Like, you don't understand. It's going to be live. That's not good, guys.
It's going to be live. Canceled. We'll see how that. Yeah, everyone could listen
everyone
to this.
Everyone load up on caffeine, caffeine and THC.
Everyone's going to listen to this episode who watched 150 and were like, yep, that did happen.
Oh, those fools. They had no idea what would really go down. They weren't prepared.
Nobody is ever going to be prepared. In the episode before 150, we have a Patreon-picked film. So our Patreon, Charlotte, was chosen randomly. So shout out to Charlotte, who is one of our besties in real life, or me and Bede, that is, because we live in the same town. You know how that goes. And Charlotte has chosen a film called Time Lapse, and I'd never heard of it, but we're going to watch it. I have no idea what it's about. So we're just going to go in, we're going to watch it and see how we go. Before we get started, Bede, do your thing, because I want to get right to this movie right now.
What you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Time Lamp. Sorry if it is. Jeez, even... See, Bussy,
everybody's all fucked up today. Why
see, Bussy, now you're infecting me with your tongue tiredness. But anyways,
I'm sorry, Bede, but you know what I have to say to that?
Colin, if it's up to us to steer the ship, we're screwed.
I know, dude. I'm two THC drinks in, so
damn boy.
We're gonna have a fun time.
Just be thankful I haven't had an edible. Jesus.
But anyways, though, what you need to do, listeners, is look up the film Time Lapse if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But I'm pretty sure it's available on other streaming services as well. So I'm going to count down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Really think I care about PETA.
Yes. But, and then once the ad is finished, Batch will play a sound effect again. However, we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way our audio commentary is still in sync. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Time Lapse, well, first of all, we don't know what this movie is or what we're prepared for, so we don't know if I can say how dare you or not. But that's true. Reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to have time lapsing before our eyes with Time Lapse?
Sure, let's go.
Let's lapse some time, guys. I'm already not going to remember this movie, so it's a time lapse for me.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off to the races. Oh, it's red.
I forgot to count down. Oh, like blood.
I'm on oil. Already.
The flush?
Dun, 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 dun.
Where's Toby? He's got to go do a midnight
uncooperative uncooperative pictures.
Daddy had a powder baker.
Well, at least we know who that is.
So hot. I don't.
Oh, it's that guy from Frailty, one of the kids.
That's the one. He was a kid then. I don't know who Finn is.
Yes.
Who else is in this?
I
don't know who you are either. I apologize. Jason I can't pronounce words.
Something tells me this might be a Canadian production.
Maybe.
Don't blame this on me.
David Figlioli. He sounds like Tomario's cousin.
He could be. Judith Drake.
Figlioli.
Bobbidi boobidi.
Bibbidi
bobbidi. Time lapse.
Title card.
Time lapse. Bibbidi
bobbidi. Oh, it's paint.
It's ectoplasm in the period.
Ew.
Guys, that's what they call a strawberry cream pie.
Is a strawberry cream pie is when you have sex with a woman on her period?
Yes, and then you give her a cream pie and you get the strawberry and cream.
You get the filling, and then you lick it up.
Ew. Ew.
See, Colin, you made it
worse.
Did
somebody say strawberry cream pie?
Dude, Craven knows what's up. He's gotten his red wings before. He knows what's up.
Red wings.
No, I thought there was actually a pie here. I love strawberry cream.
Yes. By the way, Craven, now that you're here, Louise sent me something in the mail.
Oh, no.
Oh,
She wrote a diss track about you while she was on the run.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. Would you like to hear this diss track for a bit?
Oh, let me hear this.
Okay, here it is.
Got Louise in the ring, sweet with the spit by her tongue, craving the hunt of me. she saw you stalking, hunting for thrills. But Louise's got the gun, he ain't paying the bills. Let's break it down, your tactics. Oh. Sauce. Louise, bring it easy, it's not time to pause. With a Corvette and a Rogue, tearing down your fame. You're a third-rate villain, that's a crime and shame.
My feelings.
Sorry, Craven. I don't know if this is a diss track or a pop song.
Up in the bowl.
Whoa!
Louise has been hanging with P. Diddy.
How long is this diss track?
How long's the movie?
Craven's just a tease. Well, Craven.
Yes, that's just a tease of the
words.
Oh, wait, there's a toilet.
Is there a camera in the toilet?
Out of the way. Craven, move out of the way.
Wait, there's a
I'm gonna swirly a random nerd.
No.
No.
Yeah, get that guy.
Well, Marcy, they're not wearing glasses. Well, one of these guys don't have glasses on, Marcy, so we can't
feel nerdy, okay? They feel nerdy.
No, they look all like geeks. They may be geeks, Marcy.
No, there's Danielle Panabadabadabada.
Panabaker.
Nice sweater.
What's the sister?
Damn.
Isn't there a sister?
Maybe.
Is there a Panabaker sister? Reminds me of different people.
Yeah.
I like how the kid from Frailty is now starting to get a receding hairline.
He looks like he's a white supremacist in that outfit. Well,
that's the definition of hard Canadian 30.
Yes.
What's this movie called again?
Time lapse.
Fuck, I can't type.
Oh, Kay Panabaker. That's who her.
See, there was a sister. Thank you. Does that not like, if he was bald, he'd be a fucking skinhead right now. Have we lost Bede again? Oh, went blank in my recording. I have to monitor Prism, so I need to make sure everyone's there.
I'm trying to be here. Oh.
So suddenly,
Look at this basement apartment.
What is this?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the filming location for Shocking Dark.
Oh, hey, it is.
Don't open that door.
Do you like my hat? But he's got a new hat.
I should have never. Who's got a hat?
The guy just found a hat on the floor.
If you put a hat on the floor, that means something's going on inside.
Yeah, that means he's committing murder.
Nah. Uh-oh.
Bede, can you find out if this was a Canadian production?
All right, give me 1 second. I shall find
out. What are you saying about our movies, Marcy?
I'm just curious if Bede was right. That was dog racing.
Oh, hi, doggies.
Oh, hi, doggies.
This is not Canadian. There's betting and racing in here. It's not.
I want to adopt all those poor dogs. They should be made to race.
But what if they want to race, Marcy?
If they want to, that's fine. But look, they've got all the chairs for Louise's chair match that was meant to happen this week. Oh, look at that Xbox 360.
Okay, so this is an American production, not a Canadian production.
Was it filmed in Canada? I mean, Canada.
Canada. As opposed to Canada.
It's all right, Marcy. I say Canada all the time.
Bet you're Canadian, eh? Canadian. Fuck, I can't do anything.
I'm a Canadian.
You're a Canadian.
It doesn't say.
Oh.
However, it does say that this movie is a time loop movie.
Oh. I like time loop movies. Well, Big Joe's really cool, and he's helped me with the chairs. He's standing here. Did he call him Bigfoot, or am I dreaming?
Big Joe.
Oh,
Big Joe.
The security guy's a Yeti.
I think I've seen movies with Big Joe. I think Chad's seen movies with Big Joe.
Chad,
first of all, did someone say movies. Big Joe? Because that's my name. Oh, sorry, second of all, my name is actually Joe.
Oh, we've got an ad already at 7:10 minutes.
What's the universe
Well, aren't you going to Bounty Hunter University to try and get the skills to track down Louise Lasser, second of all, guy?
We flunked out of
Secrets! Finally, it's back!
It's back! I can finally get my fucking cock ring.
Let's and I can go. Get my rabbit vibrator with the butterfly on it. So oh, I know it's from Wild Secrets.
And I can get my Louise Lasser flashlight!
I mean, I think they're the best seller.
And also, I can get that copy of To Love a Ghost, the film adaptation of the Lasser Sutra.
Louise Lasser's fleshlight just smells like cigarettes and whiskey.
What do you mean it smells like pumpkin pie and red wine?
It smells like all that. It's glorious.
We're back. 712, there we go.
It's also autographed by Louise. Exactly, oh, but that's right. We're gonna go on the hunt for Louise. We heard she's back from outer space, so we have to keep finding her to prove her innocence. Because it's all conspiracy.
And that rescues her from P. Diddy.
Yes.
You guys seem confused.
That's why we're the second of all guys. We're a little confused.
Oh.
My brother wants one thing, and I want one other thing.
Oh.
How are we supposed to be rescuing her? Are we still trying to find her to be a wester?
I think I want to find her so I can, can show people her innocence. You just want to find her so you can get the reward, buddy.
Well, oh, that is true.
I think she snuck into one of Louise's safe houses.
We might have to go there and check it out. Let's go, brother.
Look at that green screen.
She's about to time lapse.
Who let those guys in?
We'll see you later, back.
Whoa, what game is that?
Apex.
Jasper.
That's such
Oh, he's got glasses! Fucking nerd!
Fucking nerd!
He's a fucking nerd.
He's a science nerd.
Give him a swirly, Marcy. You know you want to.
That fucking nerd!
Oh no, she's possessed.
Oh, Marcy, are you okay?
Marcy got possessed by the power of Blue Zuzu, and when the nerd showed up.
What happened? I thought I just swirled a nerd.
Marcy, you went all demonic all of a sudden.
Yeah, it scared me.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's stupid.
I don't know. We might have to call the Brosesist later.
No, I don't like that guy.
No, we don't need to call that guy.
No, we don't.
Whoa!
Look at that Xbox.
I was going to say, it looks like an Xbox.
That's the new Alienware computer.
Keep Craven away from Alienware computers.
Don't let Craven near that computer, whatever you do.
Hey, guys, these are just pictures. Pictures are just... Oh, hi, Mersh.
Bye,
Mersh. They're just all the dick pics people sent them on the internet.
Guys, I think we stumbled upon Toby's, nude pictures of Louise.
Gone.
And let's just say, that's not glue that's sticking him up on the wall.
I'll never eat roast beef again.
Oh, my God.
You just had to go there, Bat.
Wait for it!
Oh, that was a good one. I was about to wait for you to add like horsey mayo or something to that roast beef sandwich or something.
No, right down the middle.
This nerd is so poor, he can only get suspenders and not a belt.
That's because he's secretly a neo-Nazi.
He probably is.
That's what's your name from Flash.
It is Danielle Pettibaker.
Hey, I know her.
Yes, we know, one person in this movie.
And interesting enough, according to her wiki page, this was her second last movie because she's been mostly in TV since this movie.
Oh.
Probably because this movie bombed so hard.
Well, it was direct-to-video, this movie, apparently.
Okay, so what I worked out, this camera takes pictures in the future.
Whoa.
So it's like say cheese and die?
Is Ryan Gosling going to show up?
Yes, that is a wonderful episode of Goosebumps.
Actually, my favorite thing, speaking of that, my favorite thing about that is, like, I think I saw a recent interview with Ryan Gosling, because he and Emily Blunt, they were asked, like, do you guys keep any, like, keepsakes from movies or TV
shows?
Please tell
me he's got the camera.
He does still own the camera from Cheese and Say Die.
So tight.
And if you want to listen to talk about Say Cheese and Die, you can hear about us talking about that on a previous episode of Podcasters of Horror, which is on podcast streamers everywhere.
Well, who's doing the cross-promoting now?
Yeah, but it's part of the Super Network, so it's all fine.
I mean, that is true. Look at this fucking nerd.
Do you know, if there was a camera in my room that took a photo, like, into the future, it would literally just be me sitting at this chair podcasting.
I think that's essentially what most of these photos are. I was like, guys, are you sure this camera takes photos of the picture? It's just you hanging on sitting on the couch playing video games.
It's just Bean editing the podcast.
Getting high.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, it's just me getting high on my couch with Merv.
And it's just Patch winning all the sales awards at work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking doing a good job, Batch.
Can't believe I won a goddamn butter maker. What the hell am I going to do with that?
That's fucking cool. You can make brownies, freeze them, send them to a stranger.
November 27th, that's 2 days after my birthday.
Oh no, what's going to happen after your birthday?
I go back in time, essentially, maybe.
Yeah, you time lapse.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be fine if I time-lapsed on my birthday this year.
This is way too weighty of a science fiction film for this podcast.
It is.
I turned 49 in 2 weeks, guys. This is scared the fuck out of me.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but you don't look your age at all.
You don't look your age at all.
No way.
What, Mogwise?
If I shave this beard of mine, I will look at least 12 years old.
Dude, same. I look really, really baby-faced with no facial hair. So, like, in November, when I get the Movember going?
Yep.
Actually, what we should do, let's prepare for Movember. Everybody on the day before shaves the beard, so you all have to grow mustaches.
That's what you do.
No, I just rock it. I if I already get this, then I just go in full mustache. That's half the job done. You rock it the entire month.
Yes.
All right.
Well, either that, then.
I'll just let
just rock
grow
a mustache,
out.
Then.
If you could read this, it's tomorrow, fuckface.
I thought it was today, tomorrow. Who's the fuckface?
I just added that in there.
He's just mad about everything.
Hey guys, want to come into the green room and meet all the other neo-Nazis?
Oh, Jesus. Is Patrick Stewart in there?
Yes. I mean,
Professor X.
Oh my gosh, it smells like pumpkin pie and red wine.
He's dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Ooh, it smells like John Wayne Gacy's basement.
Looks like Sensitive Victor Crowley has been here.
Yes. Speaking of Sensitive Victor Crowley, he's actually been in the recording studio with Lewis.
Oh, has he?
Oh.
Yes, so he's actually got his own theme now.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Hopefully this doesn't summon him, but...
He does. But it's just like dirt and blood. Chainsaw love in the night. I am.
I don't know who's Lewis has to put this band in the songwriters, but they're killing it.
It's almost like if he's just either got like a whole group of like sesame musicians, or he's just throwing it onto a computer and creating it. Who knows?
Well, who could say?
Who could say?
I think it's Alan Ian. Alan Ian. He's got two guys.
Yes.
Why is this guy playing with a big crystal ball?
That's so you can see into the future, Marcy, because it's
yeah.
Oh, is it symbolic?
Yes.
I like Did he take the hat?
He did take the hat.
It's a time hat.
Yes.
It's a time hat.
Time hats coming soon on NBC.
The hat that takes you back in time.
Maybe.
I think my kids may have taken a drink of my THC drink.
Uh-oh.
Does that mean they're going to fall asleep?
They're going to have a good night's sleep.
Or laugh at the Meg really, really hard.
Oh, by the way, everybody, I recently watched a film that I'm definitely going to have to pick for this show, and it might be, we might actually have to do at some point Shark Month.
Yes.
Oh, I think Shark Month would be a good idea.
Ooh, Shark September.
Well, isn't Shark Week in September? So that could work.
Okay, which one of us does Sharktopus? Because that's probably going to be done that month.
It has Eric Roberts, so it is a must.
Yes.
But I have my pick set, and Tubi, if you remove it, we are going to have words.
Yes.
I literally watched the most impressive Shark movie I've seen.
When is Shark Week?
I think it is in September.
Let me have a look. When is Shark Week? And no, not the women's period.
Yeah. You leave our Shark Weeks alone and go do midnight pad runs.
Dude, okay, so Shark Week starts in July, so we can do it in July.
I mean, I don't know what our schedule is, but maybe, yeah. Potentially,
I watched a movie that we are definitely going to have to do for this show when it goes on Tubi one day. Boy Kills World.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I do want to check that out.
That was such a good movie.
That's someone with like Archer or Bob's Burgers like voiceover, isn't it? Or narration. Yes.
Yeah, so it's Bill Skarsgård as he's all mute and deaf in that movie. So the only narration his character has is the voice of H. John Benjamin.
Ooh.
So they took they did that photo. They knew they were going to have a party and they had a party. Aren't they freaked out by that?
The photo just motivated him to actually do something and actually have a party.
What if they get a picture of like some girl they slept with and gave them herpes and they're like, oh shit, I gotta stay away from that bitch.
What if she wanted herpes? I have to give them to her.
She looks like she wants herpes. She's taking Molly.
Well, then if they saw the photo, then they'll be like, well, I won't go with her because she has herpes.
Well, maybe her getting herpes is what just causes her to get the cure for herpes, which causes her to save somebody's life.
Mm.
True.
Hey, maybe Michael, you shouldn't fuck around with the time, the sacred timeline.
Or just use condoms.
Or somehow, if that person gets herpes, it creates Skynet and the robot invasion begins.
From herpes?
Yes.
Because someone tried to cure it with AI, and the AI turns into Skynet.
The AI is like, we're not touching herpes with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, what's this picture?
That's for life.
I reckon that picture took a photo of Louise, Toby, and Ninja Terminator 2B together.
Yes. Ninja Terminator 2B, of course, being in the corner.
Uh-oh.
Race 3, what?
Is that a buttload of money?
I think maybe they're going to try make money.
Yeah, this movie's way too smart for this podcast.
It is. It's too intelligent for us.
This is why we've do fucking something dumb.
this is why we play some songs so we can feel like we're doing something. What the fuck is with his outfit?
Are we halfway over?
Dude, I think we're like 20 minutes in.
Wow.
We still have another hour and 20 minutes to go.
We're going to get weird today, folks.
This better get fucking better in a hurry.
You're up early. And you're not cleaning after your party. How rude. What they didn't know was that was actually the Lhasa Sutra she found. Who's Mr. B? Is that the dead guy?
I mean, this is actually happening. No, it's yeah, probably.
Oh no.
Why is there a phone ringing?
You know who it is. It's she who will not be named.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, everyone! It's me, Louise Lhasa!
Where in the world is Louise Lhasa?
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Where in the world is Louise Lhasa? Where in the world is Louise Lhasa?
Hello, everyone, it's me.
Hey, Louise, you got your own theme song now.
I know, it just randomly showed up one day, and I thought, okay, now I can use it to whatever I call you lovely people. It can just play every time I talk to you.
No, oh, that's not going to get old real quick.
Oh, it's going to be amazing, honey. It's already number one in East Germany.
Oh.
Oh. Damn. Is, now, are that, you, is that where you are?
No, I can't confirm or deny I'm in East Germany, honey. Actually, I'll tell you guys in a little secret. You know that movie you guys watched a while back, Intruder?
Yeah, the grocery store.
The grocery store movie. Yes.
I'm hiding out in the grocery store of that movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, be
How
careful.
How expensive is everything in this grocery store? It's ridiculous.
You're going to have to deal with an intruder. You've got to be careful. And make sure you have some beer-branded beer.
I was going to say, honey, I mean, they have some wine-branded wine here as well, so I've been sipping on that. And also pumpkin pie-branded pumpkin pie.
Oh, I've also heard they have a rotary phone on hand.
Oh, they also have rotary phone-branded rotary phones here too, which is amazing for me.
Watch out for Tarini.
Oh, yeah, I have to keep a lookout. I gotta keep away from Ted Raimi because he's a nerd. I know you guys don't like nerds on this show. And also, Marcy, have the lambs stopped screaming yet?
Louise, the lambs always scream.
Well, I have to keep asking you anyway because you just never know because lambs just scream all the time, just like in this movie, because it's like me going back in time. Did I tell you guys about the time I actually traveled back in time?
No. What happened?
No. Well, were you drunk?
You see, if you watched my movie, The Lhasa Sutra, when I was reading the book with no pages, which was a book that was based on what was happening in my head, I actually traveled back in time, saw what happened with my grandma Loretta, and also pre-Ghost Toby and pre- Ninja Terminator 2B in his wheelchair, and I just thought, oh, I'm reliving the past. This is amazing. I gotta put this down in my thought, in my dream book.
Oh, hold on. The guy's wearing glasses. I gotta swear, Liam.
I think that's one of the lambs. They're screaming.
It's
oh, it is too. Marcy, the lambs are screaming.
Hey, I told you, they don't stop, and I don't know what's happening to me.
Where can I get a magic camera?
Oh, honey, I can tell you where you can get a magic camera. And also, where did they get all my nude photos from Toby to put on their wall?
I don't know.
Spooks is racist.
Let's just say in some of those photos, you'll never look at Mutt and Lamb the same way again.
Louise. I don't know what this wine-branded wine you're drinking is, but there's an ad.
Oh, I got some ad. Wheatbix branded Wheatbix here as well. Hold on, I got it.
Yes, $25.19.
Oh, it's strawberry branded strawberries as well.
Oh, of course. And you got to go to university.
University.
Do you need to go to university?
Is that free for you?
Oh, yes, honey. I'm going to Red White University. Once I'm found innocent once again, because I'm getting very close to finding the proof for my innocence. And believe me, once I drop it on the show,
glasses,
Louise, you've been found guilty in a court of law.
Yeah,
but you're gonna find out the real truth. Believe me, it's gonna be a shocker, honeys. But anyway, okay. So I gotta get going because I gotta go find that one-armed man. And so I'll see you all later, Dolph. Bye.
Who's the one I'm in again?
She watched Twin Peaks or some shit. I don't know.
I think she's been drunk. The don't listen to too her. Much.
Yeah. So all they're right. making money. That... Yeah, they're making money on bets. I mean, that's why you'd have the almanac from 1955.
See, they make all this money, but somehow they're still living in squalor.
It's 2015 or whatever. Oh, rotary phone, just as Louise leaves.
This is you from the future. Don't place those bets. It's going to click.
This is you from the future. Don't watch this movie.
Yeah.
Hello, Dad. It's me, Louise Lass. I thought I'd just leave you a message. Oh, it's John Rhys Davies. Anyways, I thought I'd just tell you, you're in the past. You need to start living in the future, honey. And also stop putting my nude pictures up on your wall. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
That was a good one.
Bye.
That was John Rhys Davies in that photo.
It looked like him before.
So is this Sliders?
Oh, what's up, Big Joe?
Yes. This is what happened to his character after the show ended. I'm getting hungry. I'm literally going to go get some food.
Well, according to Wikipedia, this movie has a 76% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it also won a whole movie I fall asleep to.
And it also won a whole bunch of awards.
Oh, Mom!
Hi, baby Craven.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. It's been a few weeks since I last heard from you. How are you going?
It's all good, man. I got this recording studio. I did that rap song that we played last week. And big things are coming to me. I'm going to be on the Tiki Talkies.
You're going to be on the Tiki Talkies, are you? Are you going to be like a Gen Z rapper, are you?
Oh, yes. I'm Gen K.
You're already up to 10K already.
Okay.
That lady stole my robot sexy red dress.
Oh, it's Robot Martha.
Hello,
Daddy Martha.
Hello, baby Craven. I've sharpened your knife.
Thank you.
Robot Martha, you should just keep the knives away from baby Craven when he's around me, please.
But that's not how this works. You haven't offered me a robot bribe.
I think that's Hector's job.
No. I'm waiting for my cashola.
Let me,
Why am I running that OnlyFans and you're not paying me shit? What the fuck? I'm your pimp, Martha. What the fuck? Where is my money?
What is pimping? What is pimping?
See baby Craven, when two people love each other very much.
One of them thinks that they can sell your robot body for money.
Oh, okay. Hey, Big Cat!
Ow! Baby Craven, I will tell you how the birds and the bees work. First, you put your stem into...
I'm switching my own off switch now.
I can't do this because I'm too high.
Maybe he's
okay,
like,
bye.
Okay, bye, baby Craven, and thanks for the anvil to the head.
He really does like you.
You're going to end up like Ninja Terminator 2B soon.
Somehow, I mean, you're right, Marcy. I honestly think at some point at this show, I am going to start going in a wheelchair. That's how I'm going to be.
You're literally the coyote to Baby Craven's Roadrunner.
Yes. It's a window into the future.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there's that wheelchair now.
Good. I need it. My foot hurts.
Ninja Tournament 2, you left it behind.
Why does Matt O'Leary look like he's at least 40 years old?
Because he's a hard Canadian 30.
He is a hard Canadian 30.
I just find it hilarious when you have like actors who started off as child stars and then all of a sudden when they grow up they look like they've grown a big 30 more years.
Because they have.
They've seen some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, this movie's 10 years old, so I don't know what he looks like now.
Also, you know that I'm going to grow up to... You also know that my brother's going to grow up to be Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Make sure you've seen that 20-year-old movie.
Why is she wearing Freddy Krueger's jumper?
Because it turns her on.
It's a political statement.
Freddy was innocent!
Why are you on the door open taking a shit?
Marcy, that's what thropples do. They leave the toilet open. So
God, it's another thropple movie.
It is. I mean, it's the only explanation we have. She's Frederica Krupa. I mean, Kruger.
So they total Eiffel Tower that bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
They learnt all their moves from Louise, Toby, and Ninja Terminator Toby.
The wobbly H?
Yes. I think Colin's asleep.
No, not yet. I was. I'm dozing, bro. This movie sucks. I don't even know what's going on. All I know is that this bitch over here is about to kiss this guy who has all the money because the time-lapse camera said that he was going to. They probably all share it. I mean,
they even said threesome.
Oh?
Yeah. See?
Oh, fuck's sake, food.
Oh! This escalated quickly.
Why are they recreating the photo?
Because they have nothing else better to do.
That's what they're supposed to. Couldn't they, change and not end up kissing and then something bad happens, like the butterfly effect?
Mm-hmm.
God, this movie's so bad. I just, no.
This is not a Colin movie.
It's not.
I'm gonna laugh if Colin just falls asleep on the on his microphone that.
I fucking told you guys this is probably gonna be the first movie I fall asleep on.
Although won't be the first person to have fallen asleep on a show on the Super Network.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not? Nice.
We heard snoring and everything.
Was it me? Was
snoring?
No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
That was a silent protest match. That doesn't count.
Okay, yes.
Let's just... this kiss has been going on for about 20 minutes now. Can we move?
Time lapse.
They're stuck.
He's trying to change the photo, I think.
This is going to be one of those things like with time loop movies where basically everything is preordained. It has to happen. No matter how you try to change things, it's still going to happen anyway.
Well, now they're making out, so...
So when do we start the time lapse on this podcast when someone goes back in time to stop the red wine wedding?
Future plot, future story idea for this show.
Putting it on the whiteboard.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, we have free robots on the show, so why not? It could be a Skynet situation.
Louise Lasser goes back in time to stop the wedding.
I'm going to write this all down. We're going into time travel next year, folks. Hopefully, maybe, possibly.
Or,
stay tuned.
Or she thinks she goes back in time.
This is probably... These characters probably think they're going back or forward in time, but they're not.
Well, what's the new picture?
Let's have a look-see, Hall.
Titties? Oh, I thought they were titties. Somebody died.
Oh, the bookie's coming.
Yeah, this movie is not very booby fair.
Yes.
No.
I was going to say, this would be Colin's type of movie because there's no boobs. There's no asses.
Man, it's sci-fi. Come on.
And there's scientific talk about time.
And it's not cool sci-fi with lasers and blackjack and hookers.
Well, this is one of those curious, you got to use your brain. Colin doesn't use his brain.
Especially when he's high.
I don't. Why do you think I watch movies all the time?
He just wants to think with his dick and jack off to some tits.
Well, Colin, I mean, that's what you get.
I joined this show to fucking see titties and jack off, so...
Well, Colin,
that's why anyone joins the show.
That's why, Colin, it upsets me that you weren't there for To Love a Ghost, which is probably the most movie like that we've done on the show.
What's that weird noise?
I heard...
What is someone say dick? Did someone say think with their dick and jack off to some tits?
Chad Advice. Yeah, I did.
Oh, hi, it was Chad Advice.
He was making jerk off sounds.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Can you please stop that, Chad?
It's okay.
That's what it sounds like.
You can't see below the camera.
So, Shadow buys porn. Would you buy, like, porn that was actually taken and done in the future?
Is it all porn, like, the future? Because you're eventually going to jack off from when the film was actually taken?
Yeah, sure. You could actually know if you're going to jack off, like, 10 minutes from now.
Maybe. How much you want for it?
How about 15 bucks?
I'll give you 13.
Okay, 13 sounds good.
I'm also Chad and Haggles.
Chad and Haggles?
Yes.
Why has he got a bullet necklace? That looks so lame.
Because he's a guy from 2014, Marcy.
Call it.
What? What's up?
What porn are you jacking up to lately, bro?
None, actually.
Well,
usually stepmom
stuff.
Oh, man. You missed it out.
I know. I need to get on something, man. I'm falling asleep.
Oh, yeah, by the way...
Drinks.
By the way, Chad, have you been buying copies of the of To Love a Ghost since it is the movie adaptation of The Last Sutra?
I got, like, I've got all Laserdisc, the extended edition, with all the scenes on it, and it's fucking hot.
Damn,
bro.
Yeah. There was this one scene where there was a throuple and they had, like, a time machine and they could take pictures. But not like this plan, maybe.
It's Chris R!
What?
I want my fucking money, Teddy. It is!
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh my god!
What just happened?
Like, he doesn't give me my fucking money, Teddy! I don't have 5 fucking minutes, Teddy! I can't see it.
I don't get it either, Colin.
You know the movie The Room? The drug dealer guy that shows up randomly? Looks like him.
I'm gonna say something publicly. I've never seen The Room.
Oh!
Is it too late, Marcy, to change the 150th episode to The Room?
I've never seen it either,
It's not on Tubi either.
Oh, well, if it's ever on Tubi by the time we do our 200th episode, we're doing it.
Oh, as soon as it shows up on Tubi, if it ever does, we'll do The Room.
I know Colin, of The Room, I know the lines from The Room, I've just never seen The Room.
Colin will find a way to jerk off to The Room.
I mean, the movie does have, like, 3 sex scenes in the first 30 minutes.
That sounds like a Tubi movie.
That went in my eye.
It was a silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly.
I sniped you.
Speaking of Web Tales, listen to Web Tales every Tuesday at the Pop 4D Network.
Yes, listen to Web Tales. It's a wonderful podcast.
Yeah, and if you really want to see me jack off, please join my OnlyFans.
The toes picture are tasteful.
Yeah, I have 9 toes. They're pretty good.
Did somebody say Colin's OnlyFans account? Hello, everybody.
Boom. Oh, did you want to sign up, Toby?
I mean, I got to support my bro, yo.
That's right. I mean, that is true. I'll show anybody my butthole for money.
I mean, that and also I need to see those 9 toes, Colin.
Why does he look like he's wearing a fake moustache and stuff?
And by the way, Colin, your toe is up here in the afterlife with me. It's just right next to me right now.
Oh.
And this toe knows how to party, man. I'm surprised. I think it parties
I'm
even
sure
more.
I'm sure it's my toe.
Gaiku Kaibu.
My toe, of course. Oh, Gaiku Kaibu.
Yeah, dude, your toe doesn't rock, man. Your toe held the upside down for the upside down kickstand. Awesome, dude.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, your toe Colin has already done a kicker already.
All hail Gaiku Kaibu.
Yeah. All hail Gaiku Kaibu.
Oh, something's echoing.
It's Sting!
It's me in the void. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in the void with my Mexican cousin.
There's so much echoing happening.
My life hurts.
Anyways, I better get going, so I'll talk to you all later. I need to sign up to Colin's OnlyFans. Boo. Oh, Colin, I'm giving you $15. Keep showing me those toes, bro.
100%, bro.
You gotta support my best friend, bro.
That's right, bro.
Is he trying to threaten him with a baseball bat?
Yes.
What, my fucking money, Daddy? Daddy's pissed. Daddy's having revenge on Chris R.
Denny is not happy.
He's dressed up like Greg. Greg Sestero.
Yes. Oh my god, we're not even halfway through yet.
Oh my gosh, we still have an hour to go.
We're gonna run out of material on this movie.
I say we all just take a nap.
Oh look,
what
they
is
did
that
a
picture.
I was gonna say that's a picture of like
a nuclear bomb.
A rear view mirror.
I thought it was a turd.
All streamers had different answers.
Well, see, this movie's like a Rorschach chess. I mean, Rorschach.
I'm confused. Test. All right, and just hear me out. They know the future. They know who's going to win on the races. So, like, why is the bookie there being like, wouldn't they have made him money? I mean, he would have lost money because they would have got the bets, I suppose. But I'm confused.
Yeah, totally.
Like, oh,
Rorschach,
why do you
chess
know everything?
Is a good stripper name.
Rorschach chest.
Oh. That was my favorite alarm clock.
That was my favorite TV.
From 2014. No, not my painting on my rearview mirror.
It's a turd. See, now he's going to tell the bookie and all this shit's going to go downhill.
Yes. Tell me what to do. They'll bring in the fix. What are you talking about?
Oh, this is gonna like this. Surely this is escalating now.
Yes. Not my painting.
Not the turd painting. But I'm sorry, but how is this dude painting like these very intricate paintings in like a day? Based on a blurry fucking photo.
Yes.
Whoa.
Jasper.
What?
Oh.
Who's
Jasper?
Do you like what? Do you,
I mean,
we know who Jasper is, but
that's not what I meant.
Do you like what you see?
I have a sound for that. Hold on.
Do you like what you see?
Freddy agrees. Freddy likes what he sees.
I don't know what's happening. Let me check that.
Yes.
At least you're safe this time. Baby Craven only shows up once an episode.
Well, that's good, because like I don't know how it could handle if Baby Craven just showed up again for a second time. Let's play some golf. Jeez, I'm off my game today.
Oh, great. I come back and people are sleeping.
And wake up!
Damn it, Baby Craven. Stop putting me in a headlock and then putting the sleep hold on me.
You got to watch your back, man. I'm helping you up.
You know what? I'm just going to have to, like, have my back up against the wall the entire time when you're around, Baby Craven.
Now you're learning.
Is he, though?
Yeah, we'll wait till the next episode.
Why is that guy wearing, like, the reverse color Freddy Krueger jacket? A jumper. Sweater.
Why do I have the feeling this is going to lead to a training montage of, like, Baby Craven, like making you work out? Like, it's the Mean Gene Hulk Hogan thing.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to
Baby
be.
Craven and, Baby Craven is Hulk Hogan in your Mean Gene.
I'm disturbed but intrigued.
Did somebody say J.R. Crockett? It's me, J.R. Crockett. I'm back on the show. It's been a while since I've been on.
I thought that was J.R. Honest for a second.
Oh, I like what I see here.
You're He's a fan of painting, like are those, you?
He's drawing her like those French girls.
Oh, literally. Ooh la la.
But anyways, though, I'm on the show because, you know, since now I'm a little upset because I...
Hold on, he's got his fucking glasses on. I can't help myself. So
I'm
nerdy.
I'm a little upset because now Anastasia is no longer my wrestling wrestling client. So now I've lost a wrestler. So I'm a little bit upset about this, Marcy.
But Anastasia did not quit the wrestling promotion.
Anastasia quit the wrestling promotion because she can't decide whether she's Anastasia or Anastasia, member of the FBI. So I'm a little confused about that.
No, this is Anastasia. I don't know this Anastasia.
That is a great wrestling gimmick. That's a good wrestling gimmick. That way she gets paid twice.
I am ready for Oil Mania.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Anastasia. I'm going to have to let you go as a client, even though I thought I did tell you that, but that's beside the point. But now, I actually have a new client.
Take my revenge, comrade.
Here he is now.
I'm going to give him one of these, and I'm going to give him one of those, and I'm going to choke him.
Now,
what's his name?
Give him one of these, give him one of those. He's been with me for a week, and still he hasn't told me his name because he just keeps telling me he's going to give him one of these and one of those. That's all he's been saying the past week.
Oh, when I get my hands on Craven, I'm going to choke him, and I'm going to get a roar, and I'm going to roar.
So I've been trying to coax him to say other things so he can tell me his name. And also, there's this weird pimp here. But anyways, though, I got this guy. Oh.
Can you give us the timestamp? 48:46, there we go.
46. Anyways, we got to get going. I got to train this guy for Royal Mania. And,
what's his name?
I still don't know. He still hasn't told me yet, Marcy.
I've got a song.
But there's an entrance theme song, though.
Yes.
Yes.
We are at 48:47.
And Dolly Parton wrote it.
Oh, wow.
And I mean not the Dolly Parton. I'm talking about the Dolly Parton with an A.
Oh.
Give him one of these.
Oh.
He's going to be coming into every show to this song, so be prepared for the next world champion at Royal Mania.
I'm booked at Royal Mania.
Well, you were at Royal Mania, Anastasia, so you're going to have to find yourself a new manager.
I'm booked at Royal Mania. I'm the Royal Mania champion.
Oil maniac, Craven,
give him one of these guys against the Craven.
I think I might have to get him to go up against you at Oil Mania, because you just basically have now become a free-range wrestler.
I'm free-range because I don't sit in the cage and lay eggs.
Well, that is true. But anyways, though...
I think you mean I'm a free agent, but I might sign with
with Honky Cornet because listen, we know he's the best promoter.
Listen, I'm from the South. We have our way of speaking, so you got to get used to it. Anyways, I'm going to take my client. I'm going to get him training for Oil Mania, and we'll see you all later. Bye.
We didn't agree to that. What just happened?
I don't know. I did my
best. That's Victor Crowley in a mask.
It could be.
I have my suspicions.
Well, I mean, Victor Crowley has been in hiding ever since, like, he murdered the jury at Louise's trial. But you know what?
It could be a Bronson brother.
It could be.
I guess we'll have to wait and see because he doesn't know. Or it could be
one of, like, Louise's kids who we haven't talked about in ages. Lulu Lasser or Sherry Lulu Louise Lasser Jr., Esquire, Mother of Dragons, and such and such.
You even forgotten what the name is.
I almost remembered.
Oh my.
So we're building the Oil Mania, are we?
Yes. There's a lot of plots going on this show at the moment, and that's why we do the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Well, in a previous film, there wasn't child? Oil Mania.
I'm not a fucking child.
Who's that jabroni calling me out? I got Louise Lasser doing a rap song about me. I got this freaking douche who's like, obviously, Victor Crowley in the mask. I'm not fighting Victor Crowley at this pay-per-view.
Well, that's because, Craven, you're a pussy and nobody likes you.
Oh, excuse me? What'd you call me? You want to say that to my face?
I did say it to your face. I'll say it to both of them.
Hey, Baby Craven, hit him in the balls.
Ow! Baby Craven, if you're my friend, you hit your dad in the balls.
He's not your friend, though.
High five, little guy. High five. Oh, he's a good boy.
I think that's you and I, Craven, need to have a match at Oil Mania. Oh. Ow!
Quit hitting yourself, Bead.
Damn it, Craven. This is not over.
Everybody's calling me out. I don't know whether I ever did to deserve this. I'm a good guy.
You know what you did, Craven.
Does he though?
Do I care? No.
Probably not.
What is going on in this movie?
I don't know, but this movie is living up to its title, that's for sure.
Where's Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I don't know.
This is the one where he does the splits, right?
Yeah, sure.
I know, I feel like we would have more to say about that movie.
And we've lost Colin.
I think he went to bed.
I think he did too.
I'll just say, this has to be the first time that somebody's actually was like, you know what, I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed. Almost happened to me with some of these movies you made me. That bunny movie, that Christmas bunny movie.
I don't know.
At least I had a person in a gorilla suit for some reason.
That is true. That always makes me laugh.
Yes.
I fought many, many gorilla suits.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, they're putting up the pages of the script.
I think so.
So essentially this movie at the end of the day is just them betting on dog races.
Yes.
But the bookie is getting pissed that they're getting them all correct.
And he's losing all the money. Which I suppose
don't understand. Why can't they just place the bets online? Why is there still an echo?
Yeah, where is that echo coming from?
I think it might be me.
It might be in the past, Marcy. It's because that's what it is. It's us in the past.
It's remnants of the episode that didn't get recorded the other day.
I mean, yes, but that's beside the point.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Craven still?
Maybe. Oh, it's been Diesel.
Maybe I'm still fucking with your sound to get better echoes. That's what I do.
Maybe
I'm an asshole.
You are, Craven.
Craven, you have been fucking up a few people's computers lately, so that would explain a lot.
I'm done fucking up Batch's computer for now. Now it's your turn, Bean.
How dare you?
Check your browser history. Just saying.
Okay, wait a second. I'm checking my browser history, and it's all it just says here is writing love songs for Louise.
Well, baby, you got it bad, man. You got a bad
song. I didn't write any of this. What's your computer? Writing love songs for Louise from Craven the Hunter.
Wow, that's slander. That's
he might sue you, Beat. I'd be careful.
I want to know what court cases.
Oh wait, something's happening. We look scared.
This is like some kind of long extended Goosebumps episode. Are we sure this is not set the movie version of Say Cheese and Die?
It might actually be the long extended movie version of it. I'm actually kind of sad we only had the one World Secrets ad.
So what listener did you piss off to watch the, make us watch this movie?
I think they wanted to make us do, more intelligent.
Marcy, what'd you do?
The Art of Nude Modeling.
It's another Louise book.
That's full of sexy aunties.
She's a sexy auntie, but why would you be reading that book in bed?
I mean, she has to know how to do nude modeling in the future. I mean, why not? Why can't they go? I mean, if they're in a time loop, why don't they just leave?
Sorry, did I miss boobs? Because
no, you won't miss nothing in this movie, man. And I'm back.
I was watching a better movie, so I kind of fell asleep.
No.
Colin, what do you make of Mike Tyson postponing the fight against Jake Paul?
Wait, Tyson
he just wants to get
didn't?
More jacked up, maybe.
No, Tyson, he's got ulcers or some shit.
No, we need him to win.
Someone should buy Colin that Art of Nude Modeling book.
Yes. I don't know, it could be just pictures of Louise Lasser in that book.
I feel like it's one That's of right. Louise's book.
It's the follow-up to the Lasser Sutra.
It's part two.
Yes. I heard Bush. I heard her again.
I can hear her.
My favorite time during the podcast is when I hear Mersh.
Yeah, at least she's quiet. This one just fucking barks at everything. Okay, they're gonna bash the shit out of these, like, bookie guys, or?
Did somebody say bashing some bookies is a beer, Tamario Gostolini?
Hey,
Tamario! Were you a mafioso in your alive life, Tamario?
I cannot confirm or deny that I was a mafioso in a previous life, or even a ghost mafia also in a previous life, or as I like to call it, a mafio ghost.
You're a mafio ghost right now, I reckon.
I may be, and I may be mafio.
Are you in construction with Uncle Vikram?
I cannot confirm or deny that Uncle Vikram and I are in contraction, but I can confirm one thing, though. Now, a while back, I said I was working on an album with Louis Lasser, I actually finished my new single. Would everyone would like to listen to it?
Yes.
Sure.
Here is my...
They're doing like a Home Alone setup with weapons.
He haunts the town of Sorrento, spreading
Sorrento.
When he floats through the alleys, you can smell that green. His ectoplasm like pesto on your dish unseen. Tamario Ghostolini, he's the ghost who takes. Spreading love and flavor, never goes to waste.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
That is true.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia. Where is Louis getting these studio musicians?
He's not paying any of them. I know, but I think he cuts corners. But that being said, though, it may not sound like I'm singing the song, but I do sound very beautiful and also very feminine when I sing a song.
It's Al and Ian, his producers.
Yes, exactly. They use that auto-tune on my voice.
So tell me, how do I get my own song from Lewis Lasser?
You're going to have to ask Lewis Lasser about that, Tomasia.
Whoa, 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 that's enough of that song. They got to pay if they want to hear the whole thing. Hey, y'all, it's me, Lewis Lasser. Yes, you've been hearing the songs I've been putting in the studio. I produce extraordinaire as I'm lawyer, and I do a lot of things. So you want a song, Marcy?
I need a Super Marcy song, I think. But...
Okay, so meet me in the studio this week, and maybe we can work something out for, like, next week, okay?
Sounds good, Lewis. Let's do it.
Okay, by the way, I got to sign this contract and this NDA, and it's the split is 90-10, 90 to me, 10 to you.
Look, that's more money than I'm making now, so that's fine.
Okay.
Besides, like, with that 10%, Uncle Vikram gives me good deals on the perkies and stuff.
Dude, Uncle Vikram sleeping right now.
Uncle Vikram does sell some good perkies.
All right. Signed my life away.
Now, the money I could make if I had that camera, oh boy.
Exactly. But anyway, so I got to get to going because I got to record some more tracks. Yeah, I'm still here. I got to go write more songs for my album. So I'll talk to you all later. Oh, and also, even I remember that that nude modeling book. And,
you're
not supposed to do that when I'm around, you moron.
Sorry about that. But anyway, so I got to get to go, and so I talked to you all later.
We had a deal.
I'll give you a
You're getting 7% now.
When Tamario's around, get your jars out so you can get the sauce. And you can have it for dinner later. Then it doesn't get all over you.
That's a great idea, Toots. I'm going to make a pesto sauce with Tamario's ectoplasm.
Exactly. I'm at dinner tonight. I'm set.
But anyways, I better get to go. That's why I talk to you all later. And also, I'm going to go haunt Colin's dreams because he's asleep. And I'll see you all later.
Stop, bro. I'm not sleeping. I know what's going on, dude.
We're over halfway this movie.
We've got it's on Tubi, maybe 40 minutes, maybe less.
Don't worry, Colin. No,
sleeping. I'm really sleeping.
Start snoring, it'll be funny.
That's all right. That's why
I moved my mic all the way over here.
You should use your mic as a pillow.
That's not
I used my...
I'll keep Colin awake. I got a way to keep Colin awake.
Is it another song?
No, because just when he's about to draw off, I'll just pull a.
Oh no!
All right,
that'll wake him up.
I'm so.
I was
going to
say, wouldn't this wake him up?
Look at my tits! Look at them.
That would too. I'm up.
All right, what did you three do?
Did you two break the? You three break the space-time continuum.
Did you guys make me fall asleep with a shitty movie?
No.
Why is it when I hear bad things happening, it's always you three?
What is even happening? I'm trying to pay attention.
Louise, Toby, Ninja Terminator, Toby. Oh! No!
This is escalating quickly.
He's going to use a cheese grater. Is it a cheese grater or something else? I don't know.
It looks like it's going to slice somebody.
I hope so, because we need something to happen in this movie.
What do they even want, though?
What, our fucking money,
all
Daddy?
All the money.
Well, answer our questions first, dumbass.
These subtitles are all over the place.
They're like a second or two behind.
No, they're a second or two ahead.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the subtitles are in the future.
They are. this guy looks familiar. Timeline. What has he been in?
Oh, it's Vin Diesel again. Verbally.
He was from family.
Verbally. Damn it, we don't have cheese for the cheese grater.
Use that bitch's hand.
I don't know. Well, they said that the photo showed that he died, but I thought they took over getting the photos. I'm fucking confused.
Oh, he's got a gun.
Janie's got a gun.
Oh! That's the security key.
Oh, they heard
shooting at us.
They heard gun.
They need to stop shooting at us.
That hurt. Oh.
And
we are 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 40 seconds.
Oh, it's I
gave the raspberries a raspberry.
They're raspberry branded raspberries.
Yes. I just need the cream to have a raspberry cream pie.
Well, this episode started off really
Hashtag raspberry cream pie.
We're back. 1 hour, five minutes, 21 seconds. Let's see what happens.
Wild Secrets presents Raspberry Cream Prize.
Get your Louise Lassa fleshlights today. With that extra red wine smell.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this is actually the second adaptation of the Lassa Sutra, but they totally decided not to fully adapt the book.
They left out the sex part of it.
And put more time traveling. It's inspired by the Lassa Sutra.
Yes, yes.
Vin Diesel here, and I adapted the book because I wanted to add more family time travel.
Pretty soon, Vin Diesel is going to team up with the Bronson brothers, all for family.
Did somebody say family?
Hey, it's us, the Bronson brothers.
Oh, hello, Charles Bronson and Charles Bronson.
Yes, we're a bit sad because all of our families are dead, and every time we get a new family, they end up getting killed, and we have to go take revenge on them.
And we're looking for Louise Lesser. We can't find her anywhere. I heard she was with P. Diddy.
I don't think so.
And also, we gotta find Vin Diesel because he's dead and now a ghost.
Is he? Do you need to take revenge on him or what? Whoa!
This
movie's getting
quickly.
Exciting now.
Oh, this is what happened to the last guy who killed our families.
Louise is calling them.
And Louise is calling as well. She's having red wine wedding flashbacks. Hello, it's Ginger Lynn Lassa. It's Ginger Lynn.
I just call it because I call it because you answered the phone. Thank you.
But it was me calling you, Louise. I might have lost your case, Louise, but I still need to get paid my lawyer money.
Oh, she's gone. They hung up on her.
I'm going to go track down.
As soon as Louise heard she has to pay, click.
Ginger Lynn is now pissed off. Oh, fuck. What, are they just going to hide bodies in this room like no one's ever going to find them?
I mean, to be fair, it is the basement.
To be fair.
It's a dilapidated apartment block.
You know, they should probably just take it all out into the desert and burn it and hope no one fucking sees it.
Yes.
Or something.
Or anything.
I don't like these plans that they're doing. Well, what's the next picture? Oh, shit! So, can someone get me this camera into the future so I can make bets and win a lot of money? Ha ha ha.
I just want to know tomorrow's lottery numbers today, twice.
Yes. And also next week's.
She's got period on her face.
Mmm.
Cole looks so cozy. It's adorable.
No.
No.
Now Colin's doing a silent protest.
No boobs, no Colin.
And by all accounts, this is a far better film than Mr. Jingles.
Or even Mary
Mr. Jingles, you could... I mean, you could make fun of all that. I can't make fun of this.
This was a much better like shot film than Mr. Jingo's.
This is a To Be Fair movie, not a To Be Tuesday movie.
No, yeah. This is not a To Be Fair movie. No. To Be Fair movies are good movies.
Well, this probably is a good movie if we weren't watching it for the podcast.
Yes.
We don't do like dramatic movies for a reason.
Yes.
Or at least seriously dramatic movies.
Yes.
We don't know what to do.
We're confused. We're lost. We love you, darling.
We make random new characters. Some stick around. Some don't.
Yes. Mm. And we just like, and random songs just pop out of nowhere.
And
I've been tripping on mushrooms since Sunday morning.
I wish I was tripping on mushrooms right now.
And mushrooms.
Probably make this movie better.
We need some fungicide going on here.
Welcome to fungicide. Fungicide. Maybe someone needs to make a fungicide song.
Yes.
Look, there's his fucking money, Denny.
Someone needs Dally to make a Pop's Miami Connection song.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of songs in that.
Dally Parton's going to write the fungicide song.
Oh.
Is that what we should do? Should we make a song about each episode for the play on the next episode?
Louise. It's a fucking Louise nerd.
Oh, I'm going to have to swirly her. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. It's just how my life is now.
You have rent?
Rent?
Rent.
Well, if he can't pay rent, she's sitting on his face for payment.
Well, I guess
that's
I'm
how
gonna...
it works, right?
You gotta make the rules. That's just what happens in porn.
Well, I guess you don't have your rent money for this month. I better sit on your face.
Mm-hmm. And you know she wants to.
Both of your faces at the same time.
Gotta give me that reverse motor boating.
And then.
Are you okay there, Pete?
Sorry. I'm just laughing at you. Killed me.
Hey, Bede.
Yes.
Guess what that lady is?
Ocelot.
She's an ocelot.
Also, why did Lin Che play this woman? She looks like Lin Che.
Then you definitely would have been like, "Oh, I'm taking that ocelot home." Spit it out, bitch! I heard she swallows too.
I was spitting about the spit and swallow at the same time.
Oh, B! Where's the sound?
Jeez. I like how this dude's got, like, eyeliner. His eyeliner gets bigger and bigger as the movie goes on.
I have no idea what is happening.
I have to read the Wikipedia page after this movie. How could he have taken the photo when the camera was shooting? Why? I don't know where you're getting your gaze at that. Also, I have a British accent. Oh.
So the thing.
Hello everyone, it's me, Brock Connors. How's it going?
Brock Connors. How's apparently going, Brock? This photo machine takes photos well into the future.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Marcia. I'll say this. As a legendary stuntman, I actually performed as the giant Xbox camera in this movie.
That would have taken a lot of work because we've barely seen it.
I mean, you gotta imagine.
Oh! That escalated quickly.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no, my rib cage just fell apart.
Oh, it's unfortunate, not Brock.
I'm just gonna have to put that back together or nope. Man, See, this is what happens. My lovely wife, Betsy, she made me lunch, and then I took an apple, and it went down my esophagus, and it just crushed my ribs on the way down.
Well, that's what happens when we eat food, because we're so falling apart all the time, because the stunts we did as a couple.
Oh, we banged into each other.
And then my tits fell off and my butt fell off.
Oh, my hand fell off too. And I've only got the one end.
You better staple these back together now.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Sorry, honey. I actually stapled one of your butt cheeks on my head.
Oh, dear. Oh,
my back cracked. Hold on.
Good kidney fell out. I got to put it back.
Can we call an ambulance for these two?
No, that's all right. We have duct tape and staplers, so we should be good. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay, your geese are showing you guys out.
Okay, geese, I'll come follow you, right?
All right. Well, we'll come back later. I only had a small stunt role in this movie, but even then, though, I still got paid really well. But that's beside the point. Anyway, though, I'll see you all later. Bye.
Wonder how we can...
They fell over, the both of them, on the security geese, and they squashed them.
Oh, no.
They're tough geese. They're trained for this.
They're in costumes.
They're actually now carrying them actually out of the studio.
Yes.
Okay, so this movie has a lot more going on, and I'm kind of intrigued.
If I check these photos, maybe I'll find one with boobs in it so Colin can look.
I think he's actually asleep. Oh, good.
That needs to be the a gift what Colin did just said. I mentioned boobs and he was like, what? What?
What?
That could be the GIF we could use for the 200th episode caption contest. What's Colin reacting to with that face?
Boobs. Uh-oh. What's happening with this evil camera?
It's turned into a giant Xbox.
That is true.
It's one of those Kinects.
Yes.
This is the Xbox Kinect.
Why is Matt O'Leary turning into a 60-year-old man before our eyes, including how he dresses?
What is he wearing? Oh.
We want to go somewhere. We need to get away from this movie.
These subtitles are not helping because they're so far in advance.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Like, what's going on?
Filmmakers, I know your movie is a time travel movie. You don't have to put your subtitles in the future.
Well, someone's obviously dead or something in this photo. Yeah, let's see it. Hurry up.
I'm just waiting here until I got... Until I'm on the Flash TV show.
I'll rip the band-aid off already. All right, what's the photo?
One of them's
dead. Her butthole.
It's the Dune 2 popcorn bucket.
And it's having sex with the Wolverine popcorn bucket.
Oh, hello.
What is going on? That's a bit of a cuck situation right there.
This really is a shadow.
It's the old song, it ain't gay in a three-way?
Yes. The Frupple movie.
He was asleep, though.
Triple Frupple. Frupple three-way Trouble. You laugh first, Marcy. I'm taking that as a win. Frupple Trouble.
That sounds like the name of a new show.
That's a sitcom coming soon. Welcome to the Trouble
Trouble, where we put couples from all the world in with one more person.
Yes. Coming soon to Tubi.
Oh, you need to have a thruple or a quadruple because everything's so expensive now.
Exactly.
So it's like a hot guy, it's a hot girl, and a big belly fat guy. That's the third.
Yes.
It's like Wife Swap, but it's like some random person living with an actual couple.
Save on your bills? Here you go. Add a third bear. Who's the third man?
Yes. Or woman.
Ooh.
This is Tony. He lives in New Jersey.
I was referencing WCW storyline of the NWO.
Oh.
It was Hulk Hogan. He was the third man.
Why do I get the feeling that Frupple Trouble will just be a show about Rob Van Dam and his wife and his mistress?
Yes.
Wait, somebody say Hulk Hogan?
What's that smell?
That's Colin's reaction to watching this movie.
Yep.
Oh, he fell over.
Another ad break.
He died and went to Deakin University.
He did. 1 hour, 19 minutes, 54 seconds.
It's there okay, is... guys. We have about 24 minutes to go.
How is there still 20 minutes left? What else do they need to do in this movie?
Yeah.
We're back. 1 hour, 19 minutes, 54 seconds.
We're going to get through this, guys.
Drugs, drugs, drugs.
Wow, it's like that song wasn't like produced by Louis Lasser at all.
That's a Louis original.
Look at his hat.
That guy looks like he's drugged up so hard and he hasn't realized. What program?
I'm not a program.
He's 10 days sober.
Mm.
Wait a second. He just said fuck. So if he could say fuck, they could have put boobs in this movie.
They could have.
I mean, he said it again.
Mm-hmm.
Colin's eating chips.
Nope.
Oh, it's up.
How can they tell who's who? I can't tell who's who from that picture.
I mean, that photo is just Louise bagging Toby and Ninja Terminator Tubby's on the couch just watching.
Yeah, I know.
He's but... like, all right, bro, I'm going to go bang your girlfriend now.
And you can watch.
Hey, why do you... this movie's breaking my brain because I don't understand.
I mean, that's true. We should say it.
Like, does he want to keep the pictures the same? I'm like, what?
Does he want to change the past or the future? I don't know.
They're already changing things by winning money and shit. And killing people. Again.
You know, all the fun stuff.
Come on, titties.
Nope.
No.
Fire!
Oh, was he setting himself on fire?
He's gonna light one of his farts.
No, there's... He burned his rope.
Oh.
There's no titties in this movie.
Accurate. I don't think anyone can hear you in there.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Baby Louise.
Hey, Baby Louise. Where have you been?
Oh, I don't know. I've been missing for about almost a year on the show.
Baby Louise, you're very loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to, I've got to remember I'm still a baby.
Mm.
Hold on. There we go. I'm just going down now because I'm here because my mom, Louise, is innocent.
Who's taking care of you with Louise on the run?
I don't know, because my brother, Baby Craven, is being looked after by Robot Martha, so it's actually Hector who's babysitting me?
Oh, no.
I am not babysitting. I am actually just letting this baby do whatever it wants, because I'm tired and this movie sucks.
So far, I've already, like, burned down 5 houses. I've already, also desecrated a couple of cemeteries. And also, I've even, like, even put bananas inside my dad, Craven's, car.
Craven's not your dad.
Exactly what there I is. Need you to do.
I honestly don't know the paternity of half the babies that show up on this show for some fucking reason.
Well, I gotta get going because I gotta go visit my big sister, Sherry Lulu Louise Lasser Jr. the third Esquire, Mother of Dragons, first of a name, the next generation, the final frontier, their next assignment, Electric Boogaloo. So I'll talk to you later. Bye!
Why does the baby sound exactly like half the other characters?
I don't know.
They all say, I've got to get going. Bye.
I mean, they have to leave the leave somehow once their bit is finished.
That's going to be a t-shirt. I got to get going now. Bye.
Got to get going now. Bye.
Yeah, that's got to be a t-shirt. Motherfucker.
What's in the bucket?
Give me back my dude. What's in the bucket?
They're fighting over the sex popcorn bucket.
Yes.
Oh, is he?
It's inside of the camera.
What is happening?
It's so huge.
Because I'll fuck this camera.
He's going to fuck it real hard.
This is the Christopher Nolan version of Say Cheese and Die.
Yeah, but there should be more like...
Where did this camera come from? Who built it?
John Rhys-Davies, I think.
Yeah, well, John, we saw a picture of John Rhys-Davies before. Is he actually in this movie? Like, actually in the movie?
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to find out.
They just used him for a photo or two. He's going to kill you.
No, he would never. Oh! This
wow,
escalated.
Is she stupid?
Yes.
Put the bucket down!
Put the bucket down!
Okay, so here's some trivia on this movie. John Rhys-Davies filmed two scenes playing Mr. Bezzarinas. I probably butchered the name, so please forgive me. However, his scenes ended up being deleted from the final cut. The filmmakers issued an apology to Mr. Rhys-Davies, who appears in the closing credits.
He's just seen on a couple of photographs, but wouldn't scenes with him make more sense?
I think so, but maybe, Marcy, it's for the best, so they didn't want to make this movie as long as it is.
They could have cut out some other shit that doesn't make much sense.
Ooh, okay. Here's something interesting, Marcy, and this could tie into a episode of our show Podcasters of Horror. The plot to this film is very close to an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Oh.
In episode 10 from season 2, aired in 1961, thieves steal a camera from a curio shop, discover it can take pictures of events some short time in the future, and try to use it to win horse racing and other things.
Oh.
We may have to put this episode on the docket.
I think we're going to have to watch, that episode of The Twilight Zone.
But I like to imagine this is Say Cheese and Die, the serious version.
Well, I think The Twilight Zone inspired R.L. Stein for Say Cheese and Die.
Well, that too. No, only I will be in the Flash TV show.
I can't believe a bucket is being used as a bargaining chip in this movie.
Also, how do we tie this movie back to Jay and Silent Bob reboot?
These were the cameos they didn't want to include.
Jay and Silent Bob took a photo of on the camera.
Or they sold them the camera. Because the camera's actually...
That makes more sense. They made the camera went higher one day.
Yeah, they thought it was going to make them weed, but it ended up just taking photos of the picture, so that sold them to these people. Can I have some of that money?
Yeah, in this economy, I really need it. I always got.
You got a golf club. Weapon.
Where did she disappear to? Oh shit!
This movie's like Say Cheese and Die meets The Room.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
It has to say something when Primer is easier to follow than this movie. Oh!
Uh-oh. Oh!
He killed the...
Oh!
He got hammered.
Oh! She is the crystal ball!
As I look into this crystal ball, it shows me that you're dead.
Say cheese and die.
Marcy, I don't do this often. But I gotta give you one of these.
Hell yeah. Oh!
It's our crime scene. I saw that.
Well, if it's a crime scene, they're gonna get arrested for murder.
No, Marcy, they're gonna be arrested for making us watch this movie.
Well, that's true.
Mr. B, he's talking about me.
Oh, are you Mr. B?
I am Mr. B.
Mean Bead Oakland.
Mean Bead Oakland.
Can you do one of those Photoshops with your face on Mean Gene?
Consider it done.
Yes.
I mean, Mean Gene and I pretty much have the exact same head and hair.
I mean, you
and
look
beard.
Very much alike.
And I did have a mustache at one point, so I can make it work. People look at it and be like, I can't even tell the difference.
You
need to grow a bushy mustache.
Yes.
Yes. I look at you and I can't tell the difference.
Man, I gotta draw a picture of Matthew McConaughey. All right. I'm Matthew McConaughey and I like to take my shirt off as I paint.
McFarlane's actually making a McConaughey character from Days of Confused figure.
Oh!
And you can play with my action figure all night long. All right.
You know what I like about action figures? The kids stay the same age.
Now just get older. All right.
With the Matthew McConaughey action figure, it has shirt taking off action.
But then you got to pump up those rookie numbers and jerk off 20 times a day.
Which Colin's going to do right after this podcast. All right.
I'm going to send Colin some pictures of tits to wake him up.
Marcy, you said the magic word. You said titties and he went...
Ass and titties.
Colin's like Freddy when you say food around him. It's like, wait, what?
What's going on? What? Squirrel!
Literally.
Sorry. Squirrel.
Moose. And squirrel.
Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel.
I like how Colin's leaning in. I like he's about to say something.
But he doesn't know what to say.
Silent protest.
That's how you know how interested we are in the movie we're watching. Listen to us. Oh. The
camera just went off. Oh.
That's what she said. Oh.
What's she doing?
Help Jasper say swap. She wants to go back in time and save the future.
Does she? What does this say?
Wait a minute. Hold up. I think I figured it out. So if a photo gets taken, then it goes into the past. So she's trying to warn her past self about what's going to happen to What's-a-ma-guy.
Maybe.
And then the photo will go back into the past. And that's why, like, we see things beforehand, because they're taking photos in the future and they go back into the past. And then now my brain's gone haywire.
And we just figured out the plot of the movie and it's almost over.
Yes. She actually has known about it the whole time?
Or at least figured it out. Okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe she has figured it out because she's been testing it herself. Hence all the photos on the wall.
Oh, the camera takes 2 photos a day. Oh, she's been messaging herself. Oh.
Ooh. Marcy, you're always up early. Have you been sending messages to your past?
Yes, I have, and I don't know why I'm so fucking poor. I think I was just sending a message saying, smoke more fucking weed, bitch.
And then you send it again at 8 p.m.
Oh.
Okay. How's it possible we figured out the time travel mechanics of this movie in literally the last few minutes of this film?
Because this is the twist at the end, apparently.
Yes.
So she's been a bitch the whole time.
She's Lisa from The Room.
It really is bullshitting.
Before.
What's before? When was
it's
that?
The before. It's the before. Why is there ectoplasm on the back of these photographs? It didn't mean anything. I was just
acting out. It looks like you're fucking that guy a lot.
She's telling us to go back in time. Don't fuck the guy.
She's telling us to keep fucking the guy. Now, this is a messed up throuple relationship, and one of them's dead, and maybe they're going to fuck in his corpse. Oh, wait, that's necromantic.
Yeah.
They're going to warn the future not to watch necromantic. They're like, did you know if you've got a corpse and you want to keep fucking it, just put a broomstick handle as its dick? That's what happens in that dark movie.
I was going to say something.
Oh! What a bitch.
What are you going to say, Colin?
Yeah, what's up?
I don't remember. It was some dick joke.
It was Agatha all along.
Oh!
Oh!
Mephisto got out of mourning.
Pete, stop drinking!
By modeling book.
It's a modeling book.
She's manipulated everyone the entire time.
She's a bitch.
She's gonna keep the money all to herself.
Damn. But she just manipulated everything.
Yes.
So tight.
Yes.
I like how it's basically two thirds of this movie like, and then once the twist happens, like, oh, we're invested now.
Yes, we understand how it all works.
Yes.
But we love it when, like, you know, someone turns out to be the real bastard of the whole movie.
All right. Even though I can definitely see this movie being worst movie contender, but now that knowing that Danielle Panabaker, is the villain of the piece and we are shocked by it, I'm gonna put her as a consideration for best actress.
I'll allow that.
I'll allow that.
Oh, geez, she wants to do even more manipulation. She's a walking red flag.
That's so odd.
Trigger Cox.
Oh!
Oh! God. Subtitles, stop telling us the future.
It's a time lapse within a time lapse.
This is some meta shit going on here.
What? Did she shoot him?
Yeah. Marcy, how could you not know? There was a subtitle that happened 5 minutes before the scene
didn't
happened.
I did see that! Is she going to go take that camera to a new town and do this all over again?
Yes. Yes, she will.
I hope so.
Then there'll be time-lapse 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Don't get caught at window. Good advice. Also, do not touch Willy. Also good advice.
Also good advice.
Uh-oh. Have you been time-lapsing again?
Yes, I have.
I hope that's paint on the window.
Don't get caught at the window. Gets caught at the window.
Damn it.
There's blood on your window.
I got a real security outfit now.
I thought he gave up security.
I was gonna I just thought I came in to let you know I'm going to be replaced by security geese at the end of this day.
It was the security geese all along.
They're a much better shot than I am.
He's like, why do you have Tamario Ghostellini sauce all over your window? It's like, I didn't quite catch it all in the jar.
That's the...
She's just on her period. It's fine.
Raspberry vanilla sauce.
She's got all blood and shit down her fucking neck and everything.
So, you going to explain to me what happened here?
She's going to suck his dick and he'll forget about it.
Yeah, and then I'll take the picture. Right. And...
Okay, if you want a raspberry cream pie, I'll give you one.
Fine.
Oh.
Oh my god, is it finally over?
Oh! Snap.
The picture is taken, it goes back into the past, and then it goes back over again!
It's just gonna time loop.
She made Why did she it. Just... Yeah, she did. That was hilarious, actually.
Is that the container from Resident Evil? With the T-virus? Oh, so she tried to warn herself in the past, and now her past self is going to go through all of this all over again.
Yep. That's the time lapse of the movie. Because look, it's going to snap it now.
Literally, this movie invested me in the last 10 minutes.
It did! Well, fucking hell, movie.
Okay, I'll give this movie credit. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, oh, it's okay, but kind of a bit too serious. But now I'm all in after these last 10 minutes.
Like, I'm sure, like, just watching it as, like, a movie, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is all right. Interesting. Yeah. But I've hardly paid attention. Coming up next on Tubi.
Time Jumpers, Infinity Chamber, Paradox, Time Crimes, and Synchronicity. Something tells me these are all time travel movies.
And something tells me they're not silly ones. They all look very serious.
Although Paradox does have Zoe Bell in it, so...
Ooh. Can't complain. Well, that concludes this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Tune in next week to hear the episode 150 that was done live. But yes, we are all in our own time lapse because we pre-record this show by like a couple of weeks. So,
yes.
Da-da-da. Anyway, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can go to, you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on all your podcast players. Just look it up, or you can refer to the link tree. You can support the Super Network on the socials, and you can find all that on the website or in the show notes. And I'm Super Marcy on the socials. You can find me there. I'm Super_Marcy. And you can check out my on Letterboxd, and you can check out what I scored this movie and see all the other movies we've done on Tubi and all the other shit I watch randomly. Bede.
Well, people want to find me personally. You can find me out there on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Your Mind. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And as well as listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff show, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere.
And Bash.
You know where you can find me? WebTales, every Tuesday on this part of the Pop4D network. Follow Pop4D on Facebook, and follow me on my Instagrams and my socials at BatchPop4D.
Yes, be sure to like, subscribe, and show your support for all of our shows. And Colin, I believe you're available at TrashPandaPodcast.com or TrashPandaPodmo X Twitter. And hopefully by this episode, Colin, and we'll have some Colin's Couch episodes.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
If not, we'll just do it with you, and we'll talk about strawberry cream pies.
Wrestling and strawberry cream pies. I'm okay with that.
Let's do that. Let's do it. All right. And with that said, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday. Have a good one.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Time lapse. It's the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. Trash Panda Colin. Every week they watch random movies from Tubi with characters.
who show up randomly, like Louis Lasser, Craven the Hunter, Toby the Ghost, to Mario, Ghostalini, Anastasia, the sexy auntie. Oh,